You'd think it would be easy to reconstruct the lives of women in ancient Greece and Rome. They were, after all, half the population of the ancient world. But it may surprise you to know that modern scholarship only really started thinking about women in ancient Greece and Rome seriously in the last 40 years. Part of the reason for that is that there are many problems involved with reconstructing their lives and the attitudes that the Greeks and the Romans had towards women. In many ways, when we tackle this subject, we have to decode images. And by images, I don't just mean visual images. I also mean the images that we get in literary texts, like poems and plays. And each of these images is subject to various factors that distort the image. So, for example, we have to ask ourselves, what is the type of evidence that we're using? Obviously, a legal text will present women in quite a different way from a comic drama. What are the conventions of the type of evidence that we're using? If you're looking at Greek drama again, there are a certain number of actors that normally take place on stage. An activity always takes place in outdoor scenes. That limits the amount of evidence we can get for women's real lives indoors. So how might all these factors distort reality? I would argue and get you to think that perhaps every ancient historical source that we use distorts reality to some degree. So if every source is distorting things in some way, can we ever really find reality? Well, you may say to me, well, what about the visual evidence for women from museums and archaeological sites, such as sculptures, vase paintings, wall paintings, and mosaics? Surely those represent real women. Well, if you think about it, the artist behind that work of art selects what to include and what to exclude. They select what to emphasise. They may include things for a symbolic meaning that's not there in real life, or perhaps for balance or symmetry on a cup, or for creating an artistic pair of sculptures. If you think about yourself in this regard, when you're taking a photo, what goes through your mind? As you look through the lens, don't you decide what you're going to include and what you're not going to include? Or think about the photographs that we encounter of celebrities that are airbrushed. On the face of it, they seem to be real people. But we know that those images are enhanced to offer an ideal body type. There's no ancient Greek or Roman text specifically written about women's lives. So we therefore need to piece together lots of different sources, all of which are selective. And there are always going to be pieces missing from our puzzle.